I'm Dan Klefstad. Governor J.B. Pritzker says every region in Illinois is going in the wrong direction in the battle against COVID-19, and one region will see tightened restrictions. Kevin Boucher has more.
After 3 days in a row of positivity rates above 8%, the governor says beginning Thursday, Region 5, Southern Illinois, will be moved back down to Phase 3, which means
including the temporary closure of indoor dining and indoor bar service and a reduction of group gatherings to 25 people.
IDPH Director Dr. Ngozi Ezike says the cool weather is also concerning.
The weather is getting cooler, and as more of us are heading indoors, the virus can spread more easily.
Both officials stress the importance of masks, washing hands, and social distancing. I'm Kevin Boucher.
Meanwhile, Governor Pritzker's Department of Employment Security has been dogged by issues from a crashed website to a dysfunctional hotline since the pandemic started. With jobless claims increasing again, Pritzker is defending his handling of unemployment.
Most states in the United States continue to have a significant backlog because most states were not ready for a situation where we had 10 times the number of people, indeed more than that, applying for unemployment than even during the Great Recession.
A Better Government Association report finds Illinois slipped from being one of the most responsive states for unemployment before the pandemic to one of the slowest. Illinois pesticide training and testing will move online through next spring. The U of I Extension's Pesticide Safety Education Program is making the change to protect the health of attendees, staff, and communities where testing has been held. The training will now be online as asynchronous modules. An estimated 15,000 to 20,000 certification exams will be administered by the State Department of Agriculture. The majority of those tests will be administered online using a commercial proctoring service. Limited in-person testing is available for participants needing alternative testing options. And dry weather may be good for harvesting, but spring planting could be a problem if soil moisture doesn't increase. The U.S. Drought Monitor says the bottom half of Illinois and nearly all of the eastern border is abnormally dry or in a moderate drought. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. An internal medicine specialist who takes care of COVID-19 patients with Southern Illinois Healthcare says hospitalization rates are increasing along with the number of cases across Southern Illinois. Dr. Craig Davis says COVID-related admissions at Memorial Hospital of Carbondale and Heron Hospital now stand at 28. That's the highest number since the pandemic began.
What remains most alarming to me as a physician and father is the complacency I see in some of our community members and the polarization over simple infection prevention methods, especially surrounding masks and social distancing.
Davis says the enemy during the pandemic is the virus, not people. He says there has been considerable increases in numbers of patients with COVID-19 originating from long-term care facilities, but points out the vast majority of patients he sees are community members. Republican state lawmakers from Southern Illinois say they're not pleased with Governor J.B. Pritzker's increased COVID-19 mitigations in the region. State Senator Paul Schimpf of Waterloo calls Pritzker's focus on an arbitrary positivity rate misguided. He says the governor and the administration should also take into account hospitalization rates and ICU bed data. State Senator Dale Fowler of Harrisburg says testing isn't widely available through the region as it is more in densely populated areas. He says more testing is needed to make sure an accurate picture is displayed. I'm Jennifer Fuller.